Reedy's Mail.
Yeah, we've got the big man, and don't gloat too much, big fella. We're going to have a little bit of an origin wash up and then quickly move on and start talking about the footy on the weekend. But what about that? The job was done by Queensland. That last 10 minutes, we shouldn't be surprised, should we? You do it every time.
Guffy, how can we quickly move on from that? Yeah. The great nights in Origin.
History. Nice to talk to you, Reedy. We're done. We're run out of time, mate.
No, I was obviously all on the line that last 10 minutes in Queensland, just lifted as they so often do. And I was a bit of soul searching now for New South Wales. I mean, they got their selections wrong. I think that's pretty obvious. And same mistake they made last year. They got their selections wrong in game one last year, and it came back to bottom. They lost the series, and they've obviously got it wrong in game one this year. So they've got a bit of work to do, the Blues, which I'm really disappointed about.
Yeah, I don't really care too much about the Blues. We know what they're going to, what they're going to throw up. But I want to ask about Tom Flegler. What's the go there, mate? Like, that was, honestly, I understand the head collision and all that sort of stuff, but yeah, like a sin bin for that, that just ruins a great spectacle. What's going to happen there, mate?
Well, I got a charge, but it's just a fine from memory. Look, I mean, you know, I think most people didn't think that was a sin bin. No. I think that's pretty clear from the reaction after the game. But I've got to say, there's a lot of those. It's funny this year with the way the rules are and the way they use a sin bin. Mm. Sometimes those things are bins, sometimes they aren't. Yeah. You would have thought in Origin, you'd have hoped they'd have erred in the side of not sending someone to the sin bin just because we know how much it can impact on a game. So he's a bit unlucky, Tommy, and I don't know, maybe his reputation played a part in that because he's a bit of a he can be a bit of a hothead, Tommy, so I wonder whether that played a part in the officiating in that instance.
Reedy, there's always a fallout from games like this. I mean, how much heat is now on Freddie and also Teddy?
Well, look, I feel a bit sorry for Teddy. I mean, he's done an amazing job for New South Wales for a long time. So I actually feel a little bit, I think the criticism of Teddy's been a bit over the top. He didn't have his best game, but to suggest he should lose his position, that's a bit, you know, I think that's going a bit too far. I mean, Freddie was under heat coming into the series, but his contract's up. And he needs to win the series to win another year. Now he's got to go to Suncorp, and basically if they lose up there, then obviously they can give him another contract, but you would think if they lose up there, that's three of the past four series that have lost. I'd be surprised if that happened. So, I mean, he needs to win. It's pretty simple. That equation hasn't changed. That was the equation for Freddie coming into the series, and it's the equation now. He's just got to do it the hard way now by winning the last two games, including one at Suncorp, which, you know, in recent years, well, over history of Origin, has been really difficult for New South Wales. So, there's a lot of pressure on the coaching staff and obviously Greg Alexander's part of that crew as well, and Danny Bedeiros and Paul McGregor. Those guys have got a lot of work ahead of them.
I tell you what, the people keep talking about Freddie and his coaching, and I can understand it. The results haven't been up there. But who's going to replace him? People just want to sack someone without actually having someone that could be better. Like, who is out there that could be better? Just name me one name.
Just one name?
Yeah, one name that is available to coach New South Wales that would be better.
Shane Flanagan.
Shane Flanagan's a better coach than Freddie?
I think Shane Flanagan could do the job for New South Wales, mate, yes.
See, you know what I reckon, Gussie? I reckon Freddie's issue is that if you look at Queensland, right, when Billy Slater was in charge, he's had Josh Hannay with him, a guy who's involved in club footy, an assistant coach, who's in the current game all the time. And if you look at Freddie, in the early years, he had Craig Fitzgibbon there with him. So, look, I think Freddie's done an amazing job. Look, you cannot underestimate what Freddie has done for New South Wales, for the game in New South Wales. Not, forget Origin, right? But what Freddie does in the community, the New South Wales Rugby League, it's amazing. So whatever happens at the end of this series, the New South Wales Rugby League needs to keep Freddie on the payroll, because what he does for the game in this state, you will not find anyone who will do the job he does. It is amazing. The work he does in the community, the charity work he does, it's ridiculous what that guy does. Yeah. He's been an ornament to the game in New South Wales and in that role. The question is whether you need to find another coach. And you say there's no one out there. There's a guy named Des Hasler who hasn't got a job at the moment. Do you reckon Desi wouldn't mind a shot at Origin?
Oh, look, I've got no doubt he'd love one. And so would Jeff Tuvey. And so would a whole lot of coaches out of their job. But would they be better for New South Wales? Are they more likely to win a series? You said Shane Flanagan. I can sort of understand that. Yeah. But the other names, no.
Yeah.
But, Gus, if they lose this year, it's three of the past four series they've lost.
Come on, Gus.
Can't get much worse, Gus.
It's results-driven business, mate. And you know what? The people in New South Wales, mate, they love that he does all the community stuff and the corporate stuff and all that. But you know what? They want to win series.
You know what? The biggest cheer last night was for Billy Slater. It was enormous, the roar. Yeah. You know what the second was?
No.
Freddie Fittler.
Yeah.
Both those blokes are loved by both sides of the border.
We love them both.
They really are because of their players and their decent blokes.
We're not saying you dispense with Freddie completely. You keep him involved because, as I said, he's been amazing for the game in New South Wales. But the issue is if you lose three out of four series, you've got to be under pressure. You have to be.
You know what? It's up to the players that he picks to go out there and play for him, like Queensland did for Mel Meninga, Artie Beetson, and also what they're doing for Billy at the moment, you know? He's got the right people around. I know you were talking about Jonathan Thurston on the sideline.
He was giving it to that touchy as if he had 27 beers and been drinking at the Adelaide Oval all day. And the NRL bloke, real nice to spoken world, just trying to bring him back in.
He gets passionate.
Nate Miles is going, settle down. I know. Settle down, Jono.
Hey, Reedy, just quickly on at NRL level, rival clubs are keeping an eye on Daniel Saifidi as the cap seems to be biting at the Newcastle Knights.
Yeah, look, obviously Daniel was in the mix for Origin. He was in the discussion, obviously. They didn't go down that path, but he's played for his state. He's on a big salary at the Knights, and the Knights are sort of looking to restructure their salary cap. So I think there's some clubs out there that think that potentially Daniel Saifidi may become available. Now, at the moment, that's not the case, but, as I said, there's some clubs keeping a close eye on that situation and that they'll be ready to jump if the Knights decide they've got to create that salary cap room, and he's one of the guys that may have to go because he's on a monstrous salary at Newcastle and their salary cap is really tight. They've basically got no room at all to move. So they will have to move some players, I expect. And he is one guy that will attract some interest if they go down that path.
Mate, what about this one? John Bateman taking on the Canberra Raiders. We know how that went about, you know. And look, this has got everything of a blockbuster. What's happening here, mate?
Well, this one's just completely slipped under the radar this week. Everyone's forgotten about it. But, I mean, we all remember how Johnny Bateman left that club and he went down swinging, Johnny, before he left the Raiders. And he's got some good mates there still. He's good mates with Hudson Young, who I expect to back up from Origin. He'll be looking for a point to prove Johnny. And we know what Johnny's like. He's a real competitor. He's a feisty guy. And I reckon, he'll be out there with a point to prove against the Raiders tomorrow night. So it'll be a must-see viewing.
Good on you, Reedy. Great to talk to you, mate. Very passionate. Reedy. And that's because we all love it so much, mate. It's
I know.
We absolutely love that. Look forward to speaking to you soon.
We got to stress, mate. It's not with Freddie. I've got to say, I think people think sometimes it's a personal thing. Like I think what Brad Fittler's done for New South Wales, as I said before, cannot be underestimated.
Yep.
But coaching's a results-driven business. You've got to win.
Yep. Yeah. No, fair enough. Thanks, Reedy.
The Rush Hour with Gus, Jude, and Wendell weekdays from 4 on Triple M.